Check In with Mr. Freed.
It's free.
Yes. Powered by UNH Athletics.
It's free.
A fine sponsor, ladies and gentlemen.
As seen on TV, it's Eric Freed.
Ah, there he is. From NBC Boston, ESPN, and a network near you. Good morning, Mr. Freed.
Good morning, Mr. Kretschmar.
Kelly.
Mr. McMullen, Mrs. Boyce, Mr. Brown. Ms. Windsor, did I miss anybody?
No, you're good. You're good to go. Very impressed.
Like to be very formal this time of year.
Very impressed, Kelly, with your performance on the alliteration scoreboard because the schedule is now so jammed.
I got to defend Kelly on this.
Thank
Once
you,
the bye weeks go away and you've got full schedules going on, you know, Kelly could cut corners to keep it to the specific time of your music bed, but he can't be stopped, contained by music bed lengths.
Well, I don't want to restrain. I also remember I did give him a 9 nonetheless because it was such an impressive run.
I just like the alliteration scoreboard is just the warm up for Kelly's Christmas poetry at the Buzz Ball on Thursday. If you think the alliteration scoreboard is something, it's amazing when he stands on stage in front of the spotlight, in front of a sold out crowd. All the performers, Kelly doesn't realize this, but all the performers, they leave the green room,
this
they stop
true.
Their conversations backstage, they all pack in around the stage just out of eyesight of the audience.
They do.
Because they want to hear what Kelly Brown has to offer. Not to put any pressure on you, Kelly, because as we've seen with the alliteration scoreboard and how you've handled your career and your life through these past 64 years, you can handle the pressure, okay?
It's like a Lifetime Achievement Award right
now. It is true, because Kelly just faces the front, so I can look around, so I can see people in the wings, you know, and I can see that.
I'm lost in my poetry.
Well, you should be.
He is. It's not like what is it called if you get lost in your poetry or something like that? You know, it's not like he's in character. It's just like it's just him and his spoken word, and it is amazing to watch.
It's art, is what it is. So,
Going
to happen on Thursday. Eric Freed, of course, in the house, part of the.
Yeah, I've been practicing for Buzz Ball, Cretchy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
You.
Well, I'm always ready. If you or Jim Roach needs me to sing the one Christmas song I know the words to, Melly Kaliki Maka, I'm ready to go. So.
I'm going to call on you for that.
Kaliki Maka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
No fear.
That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Everybody, here we know that Christmas will be green and bright.
I don't know
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Yeah,
oh,
he's not not even reading, by the way. I mean,
that is
the magic that is Eric Freed.
Hopefully the big version.
All right, so what do we... Let's start with tonight. First and foremost, Patriots, obviously, Gronk out. The Dolphins, you know, we go into this game thinking, well, you know, shouldn't be that difficult.
Well, we just played them.
But this is one of those teams that comes out of the woodwork sometimes and throws us curveballs, right?
Don't you feel, though, real confident and comfortable with how this Patriots team's going about their business that you're not going to look past this game for Pittsburgh, which is next week? I just feel like this Patriots team, and maybe we talk about it week after week, just goes about their business a lot differently than any other team we've been watching week after week, Sunday after Sunday in the NFL this year. I mean, I don't have any doubt. The question is not if they're going to win, it's, well, in Kelly's world, if they're going to cover the spread, which is, what, 11 points right now.
Yeah, and it's way around.
I just feel that even if they take Gronk away, as long as they can keep Brady upright, and I don't think there's anything. I think teams all make dumb mistakes and shoot themselves in the foot time and again, and the Patriots are just there to take advantage. Maybe you're right, Greg. Maybe one time we're going to just take it for granted, and they're going to have just lay an egg one of these days. But I haven't seen any signs of it. Have you? I mean, they just seem to be, after that slow start, just on that kind of...
Well,
business-like focus that they've been known for.
I agree with you. I know that I'm always cautious. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm always cautious when it's come to that. When it comes to that.
Well, big picture, you know. Again, you watch again. Now, I don't know if you saw the Eagles game yesterday against the Rams. It was great. I mean, it was an exciting game, and you're watching the Eagles in the first half of the game. Like, oh man, this is a team that could give the Patriots a run if they meet in the Super Bowl in February. But then what happens? Their quarterback Carson Wentz, who's up against Brady and all the short lists for MVP, suffers a potential season-ending knee injury. So then they're done. You know, they're not gonna make that run with Nick Foles, you don't think. So another team takes a step back, and you just hope that the Patriots put that little bubble around Brady and protect him to get him to February, because we've seen how it can impact other teams, and so far they've been able to protect Brady and keep winning.
Frito, when you're watching that play, what are you thinking? I'm thinking, dude, what are you doing? I mean, is it going to be worth it? Aaron Rodgers early this year going for a couple extra yards, and that you've got to be absolutely sure you're not going to get pummeled when you're scrambling.
And you think about all these quarterbacks too, Kelly. Like, you know, you're watching Cam Newton yesterday. Okay, he's a big guy who probably thinks he can take on any tackler, any hit. But once those hits add up, all it takes is getting hit in the wrong spot, like Wentz. And we saw with Brady. I mean, all he was doing against Kansas City years ago was stepped up, and he got hit low, and that was it for his season. You gotta slide. If you're gonna do that, if you're gonna go run for something, you have to slide. You have to protect yourself. And I agree, Kelly. I mean, I just think it's not worth the gamble. It's not worth the risk. Yes, you can make plays, and I understand you're competitive and you want to get that extra yard or two and show that you're willing to fight for that extra yard or two. But when you are the quarterback, you can't risk that. And I think the Patriots and Brady have been really smart about avoiding that contact, avoiding those kind of plays. Yes, he's not mobile. He's not a running quarterback. We get it. It's a different thing, but I don't think he's done anything outside of these little 1 or 2 yard sneaks where, you know, it's hard for someone to really tee him up. It's not like you're really moving at top speed one way or another. You know, he's protected himself, and the Patriots have protected him from any kind of that contact.
Over the weekend, it was kind of interesting to watch social media blow up, pretty much proclaiming the next Major League Baseball season the Yankees to own. It was kind of interesting. It was like, oh, forget it. We don't stand a chance now, all because of this Giancarlo Stanton. So what's your take on this whole thing?
I heard you before, Greg, when it comes to social media, because it's it seemed like for the social media haters, this was a gift,
Christmas gift.
You know, like, oh, I can be miserable at Christmas. You know, the Red Sox suck. They're not going to make a move.
Right.
The Yankees back to the evil empire. You know, credit to the Yankees. I mean, they made an aggressive play. Obviously, there's a bit of a fire sale going on in Miami. So they swooped in, and now you got Judge and Stanton in some combination in that Yankee lineup. Now, what are the Red Sox going to do? And that is the next question. I'm willing to give them an opportunity here to prove that they've got some kind of plan, that they're not going to just concede the division to the Yankees. You know, you still got Chris Sale. You still have David Price, who's pitching for a little redemption this year. If he pitches well, he has an opportunity to opt out of his contract after next year. So you got a motivated David Price. You've got a Cy Young candidate in Chris Sale. What other pieces are they going to put together? And then, granted, you're running out of time here a little bit with the guys on the market. If you know you lose out on a Stanton, but
need a bat.
They need a bat. I mean, there's no doubt. But I think I still want to see a little bit more. Like I still have faith in Mookie Betts that he can be a guy that can put up some big numbers. Xander Bogaerts, I don't know right now. But that loss of Ortiz was huge last year, so is it going to be a guy like Hosmer? Is it going to be like a guy like Martinez? Those are names you're going to hear over these next couple of days. They seem like good pieces, but they don't seem like lineup-shifting pieces like a Stanton would have been.
Yeah.
So.
I got to, to UNH football out in South Dakota.
No,
I mean, it's one thing to lose the Jackrabbits, man. They dominated. They dominated the game.
You lose to a team named the Jackrabbits. That's
tough. It's
make
tough.
It suck a little bit more.
It does, but I mean, again.
I mean, they got blown out.
I agreed, but another great season for the football team. You know what I mean? I gotta tip my cap to him. It had to be a frustrating loss for Coach McDonald and the team to lose like that.
They got into the playoffs when they didn't expect it.
Right.
I don't think anybody really expected it. I mean, they probably hoped for the best, but when they saw their name announced for the SCS playoffs, it seemed like genuine surprise.
Yeah.
And I think they made the most of it for a couple of weeks. You know, you get a home win and you get a road win. So you get two playoff victories. But I did see one of the quotes from Coach McDonald after the game saying, we've got to do things to get to that next level. I mean, we consider them upper-level FCS football, but they don't. And that's good. I think that's the answer you want to hear. Like, look, we still have things to do. We still have work to do. We still have to figure out a way to be in that final four because they're not there yet. And that's good. And you know what? The season opens in August at Maine up in Orono, so it's right around the corner in in some weird way.
Yeah, hockey team had a rough weekend with Army and Merrimack losing by same score, 1 point each game. And as far as the Bruins go, I mean, I checked out over the weekend.
They've been good.
The Islanders, nice
yeah.
win.
Yeah, they've been good, Greg.
Good.
I mean, you know, for all the hammering we gave them earlier in the year, I've only think they've lost twice in their last 10 games. They've been getting healthier. Tuukka Rask has been playing, you know, well for the most part after he was kind of moved down to the number two goalie spot, if only for a short period of time. So I think, you know, they've kind of straightened things out a little bit, and we thought maybe they would because they never had their full lineup. So as they start getting back to full strength, you know, they've been a better team. The team that continues to just generate all the buzz is the Celtics.
Yeah,
I mean, they won again last night in Detroit. They're at the Bulls tonight. Bulls are a terrible team this year. They were a Kyrie Irving three-point attempt away from taking down San Antonio in San Antonio. And I saw, you know, you talk about the, you know, negativity on social media, like people complaining about Kyrie Irving's shot or shooting too much or what. I want him to take the shot with the game on the line 100 times out of 100.
Yeah.
You know, I there's no doubt about that. You know, so when there's some pushback on that, I think we've gone a little bit too far. He has been amazing for them. He's been a great addition, not just to the team, but he's a guy who we thought was pretty good, but now seeing him game after game, we see how great he is. So, I mean, that's going to be one to watch here over these next couple of months.
So are we going to see you anywhere on television before Buzzball, on stage at Buzzball on Thursday?
No, you know, I do the same schedule every year, Greg.
Yeah.
I
shut
clear
it down.
The schedule
yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday just to prepare for Buzzball. And you never know what role they ask me to do. Sometimes it's singing. Sometimes it's dancing. You know, Scotty and I had practiced a waltz years ago that they never went to.
Never.
Thought that would have been a great opportunity. It was like, you know, like it was in the kind of the Nutcracker sort of theme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we both were in tights and tutus and dancing around cheek to cheek. And he's very limber.
When I throw
him high in the air, it's amazing to watch. But maybe they'll use that this year.
Yeah, I saw you guys do a triple sow cow. It was crazy. And they did a pommel horse one
year. That may be a figure skating move, Greg, but we used it on stage at the Buzz Ball in rehearsal.
The best part about being thrown in the air is coming back to you.
There you go.
What, Scotty? It's so nice you say that because most people would think that you'd fall down like a bag of potatoes, but you float down like an angel.
Like just like a feather.
Just like softly land in my arm. And just like I feel like we warmly embrace each other with our wings.
There
so
you go.
Maybe that they'll use that Thursday night. Maybe not. So.
It's a lovely visual. I'll try that.
I am looking forward to it. It is it's a lot of fun, and I always appreciate you guys, including some talentless hack like me.
It's going to be fun. Sold out, too, by the way. Sold out.
You're one of our favorite talentless hacks.
Yes, absolutely.
We bring you back every year.
Talentless hacks.
I got Buzzball Thursday, then heading out to Ohio for a little ESPN basketball Sunday afternoon. So I'll look forward to catching up with you all Thursday.
All right,
every year when they say, do you know anybody talentless, we say, Freed's the guy.
Eric Freed, he's your man.
There's a one person on that list.
There you go. All right, Fredo. Thanks, buddy.